views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, which is the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have a special guest with me, one of my Life Sparks co-authors, and her name is Jean Farish. Her chapter in Life Sparks book, it begins on page 83, and it's called Coloring Life with a Spirit of Gratitude. Jean Farish has served as a university administrator, professor, and rehabilitation counselor. As a life care coach and self-help author, her six-month tenure in Malaysia was a juncture of her transformational journey. Immersion in all Oriental culture awakened her to the true essence of life and divine love. Creative talents were expanded as she volunteered and traveled to remote villages and indigenous communities. Driven by her mission of service, she uses her skills and talents to make a difference in the lives of people through personal development and community enrichment classes. Jean knows that life challenges with valuable lessons continue to inspire her own transformational journey as she helps others to become more insightful and introspective. Her deepest desire is to serve humanity in both grand and in simple ways on a higher spiritual level. She is the founder of Life Care Wellness. PEP, Personal Engagement Project for angels, little children with that are hospitalized with cancer. Wow, Jean, you're a very busy woman. I'm very grateful to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Colette, for having me. I'm so delighted to be on your show today.
And congratulations for being a best-selling author.
Well, thank you, and congratulations to you as well.
It's been such a pleasure to connect with my fellow authors because, you know, we're scattered all around the world. And so, what I would like to do is just give you the floor here. We do take calls here, as I said, 1-800-930-2819. If you would like an energetic shift or you would like to ask a question of Jean, that's all cool. And in the meantime, Jean, I would like to hear what inspired you to write the chapter in this book.
Well, thank you, Colette, for asking me that question. Well, loss is a universal experience that we all share. And every minute of the day, there's a loss, a death, a loss of a job, divorce, accident, diagnosis, perhaps loss of material things, loss of dreams and hopes for ourselves and others. And through these loss experiences, we can lose our sense of self and become fractured. Who am I without this limb, this breast, this person, my job, my home, my dreams? And so therefore, these are things that define who we are. And as a result of these loss experiences, again, we have very insurmountable challenges that produce overwhelming grief and physical, psychological, spiritual, and emotional distress. So it takes a toll on us, and it's an opportunity for us to reconnect to our true self. And my chapter really highlights my personal challenges dealing with compounded losses.
Yes. You know, I was reading about your chapter. Do you want to just share, you know, a little bit of that, these challenges that you faced?
Yes, I will. Actually, I can truly say that it kind of began with a loss of my car that triggered a spectrum of losses from days gone by. And I was haunted by painful memories of these losses. I had experienced the death of significant people in my life who were personal friends, mentors, colleagues, as well as relatives. And I also experienced the loss of a sacred place that I established. It was a little sacred condo that I had, and I lost it as a result of Hurricane Katrina. And also other losses, you know, from relationship issues as well. So it's like this particular loss just seemed to open the door. It was like the excavation of a cornerstone, and actually it was like brick by brick, everything came tumbling down with those raw emotions being exposed, with the undercurrent of faulty beliefs and feelings of, you know, like, well, am I deserving? Am I not worthy? And so it really just triggered a lot of emotional distress for me, and spiritual distress as well. And these emotions were like screaming children needing attention. I realized that I had not given myself the personal and compassionate attention that was needed. And Colette, you know, we are really personally accountable and must give ourselves that attention that's required to go through the healing process and become more empowered.
Yeah, you know, you and I were talking. You and I were talking before you came on the show, and you and I both we're just saying, you know, we haven't really had a chance to talk to each other before today in person, you know, like this. And, you know, it's amazing. You and I are, it doesn't amaze me so much anymore. It's very common on this radio show that the people that phone in and the people that I interview and myself, that a lot of the times we are kind of experiencing a lot of the same kind of energies. And you and I were just saying, you know, you like me, I went through an experience very similar to what you're speaking of, where I had a lot of, well, my dad collapsed and was in hospital for 4 years in and out. He was paralyzed from head to toe in a 36-hour period. Yeah, that's the story in my book, is what I wanted to share with about that with my dad. But right after that, after he did pass, then my niece was in a terrible car accident. And then my grandmother, who was living at my parents' house, she passed. And the right before my dad, and then my mom's identical twin died on Christmas, on Boxing Day, and then my father-in-law died in Easter. And, you know, like when all of this happens, it's extremely challenging for people. And, you know, you have children and you've got work and you've got all these things to do. And we sometimes force ourselves just to continue on. And, you know, and you and I both said, hey, we're taking a little rest right now.
Yes, you know, we just kind of get on with life, you know.
Yeah.
And, yes, and we become overwhelmed, and at some point it can just come crashing down on us, actually.
Yeah, we have to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Jean Farish. And when we return, we're going to continue to talk with her about this, you know, about her story and all the wonderful ways that she has come up with to empower others when they're going through this. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 and we will make some more shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Jean Farish. And before we continue, Jean, will you just share your contact information so that people can connect with you?
Yes, I am delighted to share my contact information. My website is www.jeanfarishjourney.com, and you'll find resources on my website that may be helpful and contact information as well, and I also have an email address connected to the website.
Thank you so much, and I just wanted to say again that you we are taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. We do have a caller, Roberta from Vancouver, and so we'll take that call right now. Roberta, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling because I've got sciatica, and on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 15.
Okay, you're in a lot of pain. I can hear the pain in your voice right now. I'm going to let Jean continue talking, interview her, but at the same time, I'm going to connect with that energy with you. I just wanted to ask you, when did you start experiencing this pain?
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay, 2 weeks ago? And what was there some sort of, did something happen or did it just come on suddenly?
It came on suddenly.
Okay. And were you doing anything out of the usual?
I was bending over loading the dishwasher.
Okay. I'm just going to sit with this. Hello?
I think it's more emotional.
Yeah, it's coming up emotional for sure. You're from Vancouver. Right. Was that around Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to work on that in the background. If you'll just hang on, do you mind just hanging on to the phone there? And
no.
I'm going to continue with Jean, but I'm multitask being a woman, and I'm connecting with this, and I have a feeling that Jean's in my conversation will definitely empower you on this, and then we'll check in with you and see where you're at with it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Jean, you know, we were just talking about, you know, here's an example of someone who's in a lot of pain right now. And this is on a physical level manifesting in her body, but it's actually, when I tested energetically, coming up emotional. And so, as I said, I notice that with this radio show, quite often everything's interconnected. And so I'm just going to ask you, what were the pivotal moments that you experienced that, you know, that you would like to share with your reader, with the people that are listening in right now and later?
Well, Colette, thank you so much. That's a great question. I'd love to share pivotal moments. And, of course, my chapter is Coloring Life with the Spirit of Gratitude. And my pivotal moments, of course, my dreams have always been powerfully illuminating. And one night while I was in great distress, I usually had difficulty sleeping. And for some reason this night I fell into a deep sleep. And it's like the hand of God was extended with a moment of grace that was really transformative to me. And this dream that I had was so surreal. I was in the hospital room of my grandmother, who passed away over a decade ago. And I went to check on her in the bathroom, and shockingly, I found her in a tub of water dead. And in this dream, I screamed at the top of my voice, and I was crying profusely from the depths of my heart. And I recall flinging myself on the bed, but somehow my clothes were drenched. They were wet. They were soaking wet. And they felt like a wet blanket. And I suddenly felt the presence in the room, and it's like these wet clothes, like a blanket, was lifted off of me. And I heard, "Lift the cloak of heaviness and come to me, all who are burdened, and I will give you rest." Actually, that's a scripture from Matthew chapter 11, verse 8. And the dream was very symbolic. The hospital represented my need for my own personal need for healing. The corpse represented rebirth and transformation. And you see, I was actually my grandmother, who was dead in that tub of water from grief and emotional exhaustion. And crying was emotional release of repressed emotions for cleansing and purification. And you see, there were very clear instructions embedded in this dream to exchange the cloak of heaviness for the spiritual garment of praise. And praise is gratitude, and praise was the way out of the downward spiral with negative emotions that can take you further downward. And the other instruction was to surrender, to let go, and to be open to divine guidance. So gratitude, I found, shines away darkness, where we can emerge victorious through these life trials. And I began journaling. I kept a gratitude bowl. I started reflecting on the small things that I was grateful for. And so this dream was really answered prayer in the beginning of my own healing and recovery journey. It was a soulful healing and answered prayer. And miraculously, it was the answer. My way out.
This is so beautiful, because I just wanted to say that what I'm picking up here for Roberta in Vancouver is being on Thanksgiving Day, a lot of people are in a space of forced gratitude. And so what I mean by that is it brings up situations where they're trying to force themselves to be grateful when they're not actually feeling the gratitude. And so I'm just working on that, because gratitude, when you have gratitude, it puts you in a place of that you already are experiencing in life what you want, because you start to notice all the beautiful things around you. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's what you're saying here for what you found so helpful for you. And I just wanted to say to people that when before you go to sleep, if you do manage to find, even if it's something just really little that, that, you know, wow, that was wonderful. That cup of coffee I had this morning and the guy put an extra little bit of whipping cream on it for me. You know, the gratitude doesn't have to come from major, major things. It can be just from the small little things in life. Is that what you find also?
Oh, yes, indeed. That's certainly a great point. And I like the fact that you indicated that during this season of Thanksgiving, people feel forced
yes.
to come up with that. And that's a very good point. And I think gratitude is ongoing. I really started appreciating the small things that I was grateful for. And I had this big bowl sitting on my writing desk. And when I would pass by it, I would just put in little strips of paper on what I was thankful for, the air, the sunshine, the fact that I had a warm bed, I had heat, I had air or whatever, you know.
Yes.
And it really lifted my spirit because I was so focused on what I didn't have. And it really brought me out of that, you know, that negative state.
I would just like to check in with Roberta right now and just see, Roberta, what are you experiencing right now?
It's around a 5.
Yeah, see, you've dropped a lot, hey?
Yeah.
The pain.
I certainly have.
Jean, we're doing such good work here. Here she is, the three of us and all the listeners and Source Energy here. So this is what I was connecting you to Source Energy while Jean was talking. And, you know, and so we're just going to, I just wanted to check in with you. And we're just going to keep going and just hang on the phone there, Roberta. This is so beautiful. Look how quickly she shifted from a 15 to a 5.
Goodness. Wonderful.
And and this is just by, as you're talking, Jean, I'm identifying which one of these weaknesses are affecting Roberta when she was reaching down to load the dishwasher. I'm getting, you know, a lot of women during the holiday season are not really having much of a holiday because it generally falls upon the women to do the, you know, to make Christmas, to make Thanksgiving, to make Halloween.
Right.
And when you consider that we have, you know, in Canada here, we have Thanksgiving, then we have Halloween, then we have Christmas, then we have New Year's. Mm-hmm. And if you have any anniversaries or birthdays in there, it can be very overwhelming. And so this is what's coming up for her is the overwhelm of all of this and not remembering to, you know, stop and smell the roses. So, you know,
You know, we often feel as women like we have to be the major caretakers. And as you said, to make things happen. So that's a very significant point.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, this is one thing I wanted to ask you, Jean, is, you know, what resources have you been creating to empower others? Because, like, I read your bio and you're doing so much. Speaking of women who are powerful.
Yes. Well, so are you, but thank you so much. I have created some resources that hopefully can be helpful to others. Out of my own loss experience, born out of that was my own loss and recovery model, which is a process for healing, restoration, recovery, and renewal that will hopefully help others. And the loss and recovery model is on my website. It helps the readers and audience understand the loss experience, the emotional and physical reactions, and adopt a thriver mindset with specific strategies to implement during your recovery process to become more empowered. And ultimately,
Jean, could I just get you to hold that thought for a minute? We do have to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'd like you to finish that thought so that we can share that. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. Tales from the Vector, that's TALS.com for energy correcting cards and paintings, which kind of jog your memory to be in this place of recognition that we are able to look at life, like to remind us to look at life, the joyfulness of life, basically, and the love that we have around us. And you can find me on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And we will be right back after this short break, and we'll get you to finish your thought there.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. It's such a pleasure to connect with all of you and to have this wonderful Jean Farish, who is a co-author in our book, Life Sparks, which is a compilation of 21 authors sharing inspiration, basically. And we also have Roberta from Vancouver on the line. Roberta, I just wanted to check in with you again. Where are you at now? Are you experiencing any more shift here?
I'm about a 2. And
oh, good. See, Jean was amazed. Oh, wow. She said, wow, like she went from a 15 to a 5, and now she's at a 2. And I said, as we were on the break, she's slipping down to a 3 now, and she's about to be a 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, wow, and Jean is like, wow, I love this. This is amazing.
I love it.
And we decided, so we wanted to check in with you before she continued to finish what she was talking about, because her and I both feel that, you know, this healing for you is important for us. We want to make sure we facilitate some more. What I wanted to ask you, I had one question for you that came up, is which is it? Both legs, one leg, left leg, right leg?
It's right sided.
Okay. And did you have a, were you the one in charge of the meal at Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And how many people did you feed?
Three.
Okay. And was there someone not there that you wished was?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just not going to ask you anymore. I'm going to just let you sit there. This is what's coming up here. And I'm just going to, if you'll hang on some more, I'm going to let Jean finish her thought and then we'll check in with you again. I just love how this energy work works.
It's amazing.
All right, Jean. So we were talking about, you know, you've been putting a lot of things in place to benefit others. But I just wanted to also, before you continue with that, say that, you know, you and I, when we had a discussion before we came on the radio show, and, you know, it was just 10 minutes, and, you know, we both are feeling this desire at this time because we were so busy with the book and we, you know, we've been doing a lot of interviews and, you know, we've had a lot going on, and there's times where you just need to honor yourself and rest if you need to. And and this is kind of what's going on with Roberta, I'm getting. So we're going to continue having you tell your story about what, you know, these different, I mean, you have so many things in place to inspire others. And we'll see, we'll check in with her again.
Great. After. Wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't remember where we were but you may remember.
Yes, I will. I was discussing the loss and recovery model that was born out of my own loss experience.
There we go.
To help me with my own healing for restoration, renewal, and recovery. And it's amazing. I do a lot of journaling and writing. And when I'm under distress, I find that writing really helps. And so this loss and recovery model was born out of that. And it kind of takes people through the whole process of recovery, what the loss experience is about, how to understand what they're dealing with, how to adopt a thriver mindset during this process of dispelling false beliefs, to monitor our thoughts and set new intentions for healing and recovery. And I really look at a holistic approach in the recovery process, how to develop self-care rituals, how to sustain an engagement practice with ourselves and connect with others for holistic support. Because it is important to sometimes have a support network of people who are helpful. Because sometimes you can surround yourself with negative people that can really take you on that downward spiral. So my model really just takes us through that whole process for personal recovery and how to transform this loss into more, like I said, a thriver mindset.
What's coming up here, Jean, is that what I wanted to ask you a question, because, you know, you're so brilliant here. I would really like to find this out from you. Do you find in your experience that sometimes, you know, you said you experienced a lot of loss in relationships, not just through death, but in other ways also. Did you find that, you know, at times working with certain people and being on certain projects, that there's just a natural falling away, or did you find that, you know, like sometimes you work really well with people and then you don't, and then you work well with them again? Is that kind of what your experience was?
Well, actually, that's a very interesting question, Colette, because I think in my earlier years, I would try to make things happen and I would go out of the way trying to please and, you know, establish a great working relationship, even with people who really didn't have good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, you know, and especially I think when I went abroad and I had a miraculous experience working as a team and really kind of getting into my own peace and healing as well, I just kind of adopted a different type of mindset, and I began to accept people as they are And I don't try to make things happen anymore. It's like sometimes you have a natural connection with people who you flow with. And then sometimes, you know, you don't. And I learned to just recognize that through my intuition and my gut feeling. If I don't feel good about something, it's like, okay, I need to step back from this and not push or try to make things happen as I did in my earlier years. It's just the wisdom of the ages, you know. And then I find that flow really, I mean, it becomes a nice natural flow, and we engage great together, and we don't have to force anything. So, you know, I've learned to really step back, and it's nothing wrong with that.
I was just getting that this is that you would have the correct words here to really bring a lot of relief to people listening now and listening later. That's very good advice that you just gave.
Well, I try to practice it to make it a reality for myself, and I find peace with that.
Yeah, and I just, if you don't mind, I just want to check in with sure, Roberta sure. here again. Roberta.
Yes.
Where are you at right now?
I'm about a one.
Yeah, good.
Wow.
Can I just ask something? Did you have, because when... When Jean was talking about loss, as soon as she started talking about it, I was looking at my dragon cards, and I went to transition with you, and this is about you know, transitions, turning points, and renewals. And I'm getting that for you, having to, just recognizing that you don't have to bow down to people. This is actually coming up that the position of bending over reminds you of all the times you've bent over forwards and backwards, and kind of what Jean was just talking about, you know, tried to force things to work, tried to force family members to show up, etc., you know. And so I just wanted to check in with you. Is there the person, does that resonate with you?
Yeah, and I just lost somebody on Sunday, so
okay.
It's, yeah.
Okay, so if you just hang on again here, because we have to go to another break, I just want to thank Jean for being on the show, and then I'll work on you a whole bunch when we get back and ask you questions that I need to get you to zero from the one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just breathe. Jean, you're an amazing woman, and it's such a pleasure to share space in a book with you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I want to thank you so very much for being on the show and for all your beautiful, beautiful words of wisdom. You can, as I said, you can read about Jean in the Life Sparks book. Her chapter begins page 83, Coloring Life with a Spirit of Gratitude. It is such a pleasure, Jean, to connect with you, and thank you so much for being on the show.
And thank you, Colette. May God send you and your audience a friend, a prayer, a song, and an answer to meet your needs. And may gratitude color your life. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Oh, it is a pleasure. We'll be right back. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer Radio Show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny, and I was just speaking with Jean Farish, and she wanted to give me the time to work with Roberta, who's on the line here, and I needed to ask a couple more questions to get you down to zero here, I felt. Roberta, do you mind saying, you just said you went through a loss here. What's going on?
I lost my dog.
You and
Will helped me about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have been able to get through all that I went through had it not been for you and Will.
All right. Well, I will most definitely let him know that. It's not a coincidence here. Your dog is a Cocker Spaniel?
Yes.
I just asked Jean and I were talking before we went on the air here, and just for 10 minutes, and, you know, we haven't talked, you know, in person with each other yet. And I said to her, you know, I just took my little kitten to the vet yesterday to have her spayed, and the vets there were absolutely wonderful because they, let me stay with her, and they could see I could handle it, that, you know, while they put her under and intubated her, and then the actual surgery is only 20 minutes, and then they let me hold her as she was coming out of as she was coming back. But I was sitting in the room where I put my dog down a year and a half ago. And I said to, it was challenging for me to be in that same room holding the kitten and be in the, like the last time I was there at that vet's was when I was letting go of my dog that I love very much. And I was telling Jean this morning, we were talking about that, how animals bring so much love and pleasure into our lives. And it just so happens that she also has a Cocker Spaniel. Because I asked her, what kind of dog do you have? And what I'm getting here is very similar to what I went through when I was experiencing all these losses. The one I did not mention was my Afghan hound, Mercedes. Now, when she went, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And that's what's come up for you here. That's the energetic shift to take you down to the zero. I just want to send you, straight from my heart, lots of love here. When I say that, I'm actually talking about the universal flow. How long did you have your dog with you on this plane?
11 years.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time. And was that, and so what I wanted to do is just strengthen you to your dog. What's her name?
Kaylee.
Okay. We're going to get you strong to the dog first and everything that happened. And you are. Now I'm just going to test energetically, her to you. Oh, like she just loves you. Can you feel that running through your body right now?
Yeah. When you strengthen me to her.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're just going to strengthen all of this for you. When you let your dog go here, we just want to remind people. See, the sad thing about dogs and cats and pets is they usually don't live as long as we do. And so when that transition card came up, when Jean was talking about death, about loss, I got that you had a death. And the problem here is that if it had been a human being, the people around you would have been a little bit more understanding is what's coming up of your pain. And so we're just going to strengthen you that you don't have to feel any pain in your physical body here to be able to prove to yourself how much you love that dog, or to, make excuses for not having to grieve properly. And so we just strengthen you to all of that and being in a place of pure love. Now, dogs are very loyal. And, quite often, we connect with pets, they'll come to us. I'm getting your dog is still hanging around you. And sending you all this beautiful energy. And I most certainly could feel my beautiful little Ella yesterday when I was at the vet holding my little Stella and as she was recovering from the surgery. And I could feel all this love, beautiful love pouring in from my little Ella. And, she was actually one of the catalysts for me getting into this work. The universe has a beautiful way of supporting us here, and I just want to strengthen you to that, recognizing that, transition, death is a transition, birth is also a transition, so that we could strengthen you to allow yourself to feel the love of your dog and to feel the love of loving that dog is what's coming up, so that you don't have to close down your heart in any way, that you could open your heart up and you could do that without the pain so much. Was your dog, did your dog like to make you laugh a lot?
Yes.
Tell me that, because this is what the dog's coming through. What would this dog do to make you laugh?
If I had my supper stolen so many times because the chair was out, I'd leave the chair out and she'd jump up and gobble everything down.
And then that's she'd a jump true cocker spaniel. What else would she do to make you laugh?
Yes.
And so what would happen after she ate your meal?
Then she'd jump down and she'd run on the other side of Ronan. That's the other cocker. She'd run on the other side of him to make it look like he did it, and she did nothing.
And then what would happen?
And then when I would come back, she wouldn't look at me. She'd be looking at the garbage can like, I don't know what happened. Not me, man.
Not me. This wasn't me doing that. So can you get in contact with that laughter that you feel?
Yes.
When she did that? Yes. Yeah. And the joy, you know, the it's coming up that she really enjoys making you laugh. And so if you get in connection with that right now in your heart, let's just strengthen that every time you have a thought about your dog, that you'll go to that place in your heart where you hold her dearly for all the beautiful ways that she made your life more beautiful and loving. And the thing is that with animals, they don't have the same sadness that we do because they don't really have the knowledge that they're going to die. You understand?
Yes.
So your dog is with you right now, and she would much rather see you laugh and not be in pain. Where are you with your sciatica right now?
It's zero when you strengthened me to her.
There we go.
It went to zero.
There we go. Thank you. I knew if I just could ask you these few questions that we could shift this for you. Thank you so very much for calling in and sharing such a difficult time for other listeners, because what's happened now is other people who are also experiencing loss can feel this joy coming in from your beautiful little dog. And I'm getting, she has beautiful, beautiful soft eyes is what I'm seeing. So thank you for calling in. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I want to thank you and Jean Farish for, you know, showing an example how energy works and how we can all support each other on this planet by shifting into a way of being not afraid and let go of the fear and allow ourselves to love fully. And so I'll be back next week. And I want to say thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.